Why did a little boy take his own life?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A little boy in Florida took his own life by hanging himself. He was nervous about going to a new school where kids would tease him because of his weight. Coping with shame is never easy. The author of Psalm 69 faced severe mockery, so much that he felt abandoned by his family, friends, and community. And for a while, he even felt God had abandoned him. Thinking that perhaps he had committed some unknown sin, he humbly confessed to God. But people mocked him for his humility. Even today, God's people sometimes face ridicule, especially when they uphold godly values and try to be loyal to Jesus. Some people want us to go along to get along, to tolerate what is obviously contrary to the will of God. When we refuse to do so, first, they usually try to convince us of their point of view. When that fails, they often mock. If that fails, they demonize. And if that fails, they set about to destroy. Their goal is to get rid of any reminder of their sin. Here is what the psalmist did in the face of such unsettling conditions. He turned to God. In your unfailing love, O God, answer my prayer with your sure salvation. So, if you are mocked because of your faith in Christ, or because you stand for moral values that others consider outmoded, take your concerns to God. He upholds those who remain loyal to Him.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.